This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Hey, listen to Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Skype, we've got Josh.
Hey.
We've got another big preview show for you this week. We've got to take a look at NXT Great American Bash coming up on July 5th, as well as WWE's Money in the Bank Premium Live event coming up this weekend. Let's start off with NXT. A lot of title matches, 5 title matches on there, but we'll avoid those for a little while and just sort of skim through the rest of them that we have here. Apollo Crews and Zion Quinn. Nice little return match for Apollo.
Yeah, it should be fun to see him work in NXT for a little bit. See who he works with and stuff. So yeah, let's see where they go.
And then I guess the pseudo-return match for Wendy Chu after losing to Mandy Rose. She's going to be going up against Tiffany Stratton. I got to presume here that Wendy Chu is going to pick up that win and continue along. She was working pretty well prior to her match with Mandy Rose. I got to think coming into this match she's still going to be pretty high up the card for the woman.
Yeah, I don't know. Personally, I feel like this is probably actually match for the lesser known.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to go with Tiffany Stratton.
Lock it in. And then our final match without a title on the line, Trick Williams, Carmelo Hayes' best friend, will be taking on Wes Lee with no partner.
Yeah, they're definitely trying a solo run with Wes Lee. Let's see what they've got. I mean, obviously the tag team's gone. That was blew up. So we'll have to see maybe if we can, like, salvage anything out of it, or if we have to cut base. But
fair enough. Well, let's look into the tag team division now, because in an interesting manner, the NXT UK tag team champions are currently Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen from NXT America. And they will be defending their titles against Pretty Deadly, who came from the UK to America, just held the American titles, and now they're going back for the UK titles that they held for a long time, and this is all getting mixy-matchy.
Yeah, this is like bizarro world right now going on if you're actually watching both programs, because you have Briggs and Jensen basically as a face on one side and heels on the other.
Yeah, it's a little weird and a little all over the place. There's been a lot of crossover between NXT America and NXT UK lately. People have been flying back and forth all over the place. And it's interesting, you know, we're getting to see a lot of these people who were on NXT UK and doing great things, like Alba Fire, like Pretty Deadly, come up and try their hand at the main NXT, and NXT UK is getting a little bit of a boost as well when some of the stars head over that way to have matches here and there. So I think this talent exchange is working out well for both of them.
Yeah, especially if there are rumors that a television show, at least for NXT UK, may be on its way out.
Hmm.
I don't know. I've heard different stuff. So. But it's definitely, there's a lot of talent in both these brands that they could definitely interact a lot more than we've seen in the last couple of years, especially thanks to travel being allowed.
Yeah.
Now,
travel restrictions starting to lift up do allow you to be able to do a whole bunch of other things. The NXT Tag Team Championships, this is the United States ones. Interesting story coming into this. You know, we were saying over and over that the Creed brothers were great. The Creed brothers were bigger than the Diamond Mine. They didn't need them. They eventually did their split, and now our NXT Tag Team Championship match at the Great American Bash will be the Creed brothers taking on Roderick Strong and Damon Kemp.
Yeah, and they'll brutally crush them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where we're headed here. I think the Creed brothers are the next big tag team in NXT. It makes sense for them to go over here. There's no reason to give them a random loss. I think they are the ultimate winners coming out of the Diamond Mine faction in a whole. And yeah, look forward to seeing who their next challenger is after this, as you know, they move on to bigger and better things as a tag team.
Yeah. I also think this might be maybe Roderick Strong's last special event.
Maybe.
Because I really don't see him re-signing, especially with all his friends over at their company.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense that when his contract runs up to hop on over. I think that's the most obvious outcome. Whether he uses that fact for more money, we'll have to wait and see, but I'm not going to be surprised if we see Roderick Strong is All Elite anytime soon. It's just a case of waiting for the contract to come up to an end.
Yeah, I've never really seen Roderick Strong as a main roster. I love his in-ring talent, but he is bland as can be.
Well, we will wait and see what Roderick Strong's future holds for him as he gets brutally crushed by the Creed brothers. Somebody else's future who might be looking up, you might be able to celebrate a little bit, jump for joy, because your boy's getting a NXT North American Championship shot against Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah, great. This is very interesting. They just put the title back on Carmelo Hayes, but Grayson Waller has been one of their hotter talents. And so, I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like the last couple special events and stuff, Grayson Waller's taken the loss.
Yeah, Grayson has been on quite the losing streak on premium live events and or even special events or whatever you want to call them. It almost feels like his luck has to turn around, right? Like, I don't know. Maybe Carmelo Hayes is just a transitional champion to pass it on over to Grayson Waller.
This is also a random one because for the most part, Carmelo Hayes is a heel.
Oh yeah.
And so is Grayson Waller.
It kind of makes no sense as a transitional champion, right? You'd think Grayson Waller would just take it straight off Cameron Grimes.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with a no contest.
Okay.
I'm going to say that there'll be something that will happen that will either, that will cause a DQ or no count out or double count out or something. Something happens that makes the title not change hands, but doesn't make either really benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go the opposite. That way, no matter what, you win, because I'm going to pick Grayson Waller. Straight up new NXT North American champion. The women's title is not on the line, but the women's tag team championships are on the line. Is it finally time? Toxic Attraction going up against the team of Cora Jade and NXT women's breakout tournament winner, Roxanne Perez.
Yes.
It's been quite a time.
Yeah, this has been a great run by Toxic Attraction, but I think it is time for start falling apart.
Yeah, if you exclude the 3 days where they dropped the belt to Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez, then they've held it for, I can't do quick math, 160 plus 85 days, roughly. About 250 odd days.
Wouldn't y'all have to do just look how long Mandy's held her title?
That's true, that math would be a lot easier. But I couldn't click on Mandy's name because she's not on the Wikipedia page that I have open.
It's been a really nice run, but it is time to start elevating some of the other stars and start shifting the titles around. So that, because Mandy's done her job. Mandy has done her job with her return to NXT.
Yeah, it's been great. And I think it is just you know, time for Toxic Attraction to fade off, as you say. Like, Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez, I think, are two of the hottest talents right now, just coming up that card so fast. Cora Jade, as we've seen, so many amazing things out of her. Roxanne Perez showed off her stuff in the tournament, was able to, you know, say, I deserve to be here. And both of them, I know Roxanne Perez is not a newbie or a rookie by any sense of the imagination, but the two of them in NXT, both pretty fresh. And I think it's time for them to have some championships around their waist.
Especially Cora Jade with the run that she...
Yeah, we thought she was almost going to take the women's championship, so we'll take this as sort of a consolation prize, I guess. And then the final match on the card for NXT Great American Bash is the NXT Championship match. Bron Breakker defending against your other boy, Cameron Grimes.
I think this will be Bron Breakker's best match as champion. And I think that this is going to be one of those contenders for a... That was pretty dang good. That could have been a match of the year, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
I think these two are going to absolutely tear the house down. The only question is, will it be the best match or not? Because because you can say the same thing about Carmella Hayes and Grayson Waller.
Yeah.
As well.
There's a few matches here that do have that chance to be match of the night. Like, you can't just automatically give it to one or the other. It's going to be a show that you're going to have to sit down and watch all of and figure it out, you know, as it goes. It's going to be, I think, one of those ones where you watch a match and you're like, all right, that was match of the night. And then you watch the next one and you're like, all right, my opinion has changed. And it just keeps getting better and better. It's truly a stacked show, for sure.
Said, I do think Bron Breakker retains.
Yes. I can agree with that, for sure. We are gonna now go into our entrance theme of the week. John Cena visited Raw this week, popped in, said hello, anniversary show for him, setting up a few things down the line, probably with Austin Theory, pretty clearly with Austin Theory, but, if you're a long time listener of the show, you'll know that John Cena's theme song is banned unless under super special circumstances. Josh has found a way to skirt that rule, so we will be playing the Doctor of Thugonomics song that John Cena used originally all the way back. And that song is playing for you right about now.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life, this is basic Thugonomics. This is basic Thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camp for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, this the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle mid through fight pits. Beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers. Two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one-liners. New Dead Man Inc., and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.
Word life, this is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics.
And you're back with Bristol Randall Bond, Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady, he's Josh. Now we are talking about WWE Money in the Bank this Saturday if you're in America, this Sunday if you're in New Zealand. We've got six matches on the card, all of them either for a title or a briefcase. Let's just start it off with the tag teams. We talked about quite a few in NXT. Let's talk about two right now on the main roster. The Usos versus the Street Profits for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships.
I love the Street Profits. I think they're a wonderful tag team. They're incredibly talented. I don't really know who on this planet is better than the Usos. And until the cracks start forming in the bloodline, I can't pick anybody against the bloodline.
Yeah, it is a tough one, right? Because they have been just so dominant. There's two ways to look at it. The Usos, storyline and booking-wise, have just been so dominant in the tag team division. But then, as you say, right, in-ring style and preference and ability to go, they are also one of the best. There's a few, like I think they had a good sequence. It was the Usos, the New Day, and the Bar were pretty good in a sort of three-way trio foil kind of sense. But right now, you know, it's very hard to hold a candle to the Usos, and I'm with you. I don't think the Street Profits here are going to grab the Undisputed Tag Team Championships just because, you know, the bloodline is the thing right now. And it would just be so random for the Usos after all of this to just lose the title to the Street Profits.
There is one scenario in which I do.
Only one.
And that's if Brock Lesnar gets involved.
True.
Because if Brock Lesnar gets involved,
all bets are off.
Then, yeah, all bets are off because Jimmy and Jay will be out cold for a week. As a result, because that could be one way that Brock could try to hurt Roman in a way outside of actually physically hurting him, is ensuring that his cousins lose their titles.
Yeah. I don't know if I see it, but I can definitely, you know, I agree with you. If it does happen, then we see the Street Profits as the new Undisputed Tag Team Champions, but that's a pretty low percentage chance for me personally when I'm looking at this this match. It feels like it's going to be a bit more stock standard. Street Profits put on a great showing, but the Usos come out on top kind of thing. We're going to leave the briefcase matches for the last two matches to talk to, but what do you want next out of Raw Women's Champion, SmackDown Women's Championship, and the United States Championship? I'll let you pick.
Let's go with the Raw Women's, because it was the most recently slapped together match.
Fair enough. Raw Women's Championship, it was meant to be Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley out with an injury, switched around and replaced with Carmella.
Yeah, as if there wasn't more evidence that Rhea wasn't winning the title. Yeah, they just put in a plan B that, you know, it's not going to win the title from Bianca. So, yeah, this is going to be a, it'll be a showcase. Bianca will showcase Carmella pretty well, but I don't see any universe, multiverse, triverse, whatever you want to call it, that Carmella walks out with the title.
Yeah, it's been a rough one. Obviously Bianca Belair two shows in a row now hasn't had her championship contender that she was meant to have. The Raw Women's Championship really is just sort of sitting on Bianca, where there's seemingly nobody ready to step up. Carmella as a filler opponent. There's just very few people that you could see legitimately heading after her. And it's going to be similar when we talk about the SmackDown Women's Championship as well. Both of them are just sort of sitting atop pillars right now and just waiting for worthy challenges to come along. And as you say, as cool as Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley would have been, I don't think the title was going to change hands there either. And so we're just sort of left in a bit of a holding pattern for both women's championships, trying to wait until we see a competitor either via the Money in the Bank briefcase, you know, can get away with somebody coming up and shocking the world kind of thing, or via building and building and building somebody up, or a returning superstar. We'll have to wait and see.
I will say this. Rhea Ripley definitely had much more of a chance
than
Carmella winning the title because of her old faction. So yeah, I don't really know what the plan is. Maybe they hold off and they do the match at SummerSlam. They do it at SummerSlam, there's a pretty good chance Bianca Belair loses her title.
Yeah. To be fair, I think Rhea Ripley under any circumstances was probably going to have better odds than Carmella. But We'll have to wait and see when Ripley is good to come back and if they want to head straight back into that match or if they want to stall around or what they want to do. Hinted to it a little bit, so I will jump to the SmackDown Women's Championship. Ronda Rousey taking on Natalya. If you just want to copy-paste what I said about the other match and just, boom, paste it in here and swap out some names, I think it's going to be pretty similar.
Yeah. Natalya's losing an arm. Let's face it.
As Carmella great as
has more of a chance of beating Bianca Belair than Natalya has of Ronda Rousey.
And you said there was no multiverse where Carmella wins.
Yeah,
it's not looking good for either of the challenges here for the women's championships. I think these are firmly around the waists of the champions.
Yeah, the only way a women's title changes hands is if WWE does it again and has an immediate cash-in.
That's true. The women's Money in the Bank briefcase does not last long, typically. I feel like there was one time it lasted over a week.
It's maybe twice.
I gotta go do math now. Oh no, these don't have how long before they cashed in. So I don't have event dates. Oh no. Carmella was pretty quickly the first one. No, Carmella held on, right?
Yeah, Carmella held it the longest.
Yep. And then Alexa Bliss was
cashed in immediately.
Instant. Bayley was
cashed in immediately.
Yep. And then Asuka got given it the next night. And then Nikki A.S.H. held on to it for, I think, like 2 weeks. Like, it wasn't long.
One day.
There you go.
It literally says in the article of the Money in the Bank ladder match history, held contract for one day.
There you go. It's not long.
The average is about 5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there it is. You're right. Held it for one day. Held it for one day. Or a month, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with the Women's Championship. There, maybe we do. Maybe we don't. But let's get through this United States Championship match. We are running out of time a little bit. Theory versus Bobby Lashley. This all comes down to, do you want Theory versus John Cena at SummerSlam to have the championship on the line or not? I think you're on team yes, and I'm on team no.
Yeah, I'm definitely on team yes, because I think it's a bigger match with the title on the line. I think it's a bigger match to have for Theory to go over while holding on to the title. I want it to be for the United States Championship. So I say Theory somehow cheats and retains the title.
And I'm on team Theory loses to Bobby Lashley here, but gets his match against John Cena regardless. With our remaining short amount of time, I can't do math, man. Do you want to talk men's or women's Money in the Bank? Which one do you want first?
Let's go women's, because I think it's more interesting.
All right, women's championship match contract on the line. Lacey Evans versus Alexa Bliss versus Liv Morgan versus Raquel Gonzalez versus Asuka versus Shotzi versus Becky Lynch. Got a few storylines rolling into this one. Liv Morgan getting a bit of momentum. Raquel Rodriguez just debuting up on the main roster. Becky versus Asuka still.
Which probably means that the winner is going to be either Lacey Evans or Shotzi.
Look, I love her. I don't think Shotzi's going to win this.
I'm going to go contrarian. I'm going to go with Shotzi.
Okay.
Because it's so random and out there, it's like, otherwise it's just Lacey Evans.
Yeah, I could definitely see Lacey Evans walking out with this one, you know, just coming back again from injury. We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
There is one random, and I guess this will be my big prediction, like, that you usually ask for at the show. Bayley returns during the match, Brock Lesnar style, and claims the briefcase.
Yeah, that's fair. It seems as though Bayley's been ready to come back for a little while. I wouldn't be against her showing her way up, for sure.
So, and it would make Bayley the first two-time women's winner of the match. I think it's either Lacey Evans or Shotskin. As much as I like Liv Morgan, and I think it's a great redemption arc story and stuff, and you could even play, if you do have her win it, you could even, then that confirms that as soon as Ripley's ready, she's taking the title off Bianca Belair. Because then you would have Liv and being able to chase Rhea for a while with that briefcase. I just picked shots because I want the randomness. I want it to be like Otis a couple years ago. The last person you expect wins the match.
Fair enough. I've managed to pull up betting odds, and it looks like Becky Lynch or Alexa Bliss or Liv Morgan are actually the top three odds pickers at the moment, with Shotzi coming in last by a country mile. So let's wait and see what happens with that women's match, and let's instead jump over to the men's match. At time of recording, we don't quite have all the competitors just yet, so we've got to figure it out a little bit, but Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus versus Omos versus Sami Zayn versus your boy Riddle, and one final competitor.
Which probably will be announced on SmackDown, which we don't know about.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with my gut. As much as I love Riddle, because that would be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
You get to say you were right.
Yeah, I'm going with Seth Rollins. I think with the whole storylines and everything, I think it makes the most sense. Plus, it gives somebody a second legitimate win.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets rid of Crybaby AEW champion out of that record books. And then you can have him cash in at the end of either the SummerSlam match between Lesnar and Reigns, or after Clash of the Champions or Clash at the Castle.
Yeah, I think I've pulled up the odds on favor here, and Seth Rollins is number one, with Drew McIntyre and Riddle coming in number two. There's some crazy ones in here. I guess they're trying to guess that last competitor in the match. You know, you got John Cena, you got Finn Balor, you got Edge thrown around as potential participants. But it does, Seth Rollins is odds on favor, and I think is the most obvious choice here. As you say, it all lines up. It all makes a hell of a lot of sense. And Seth's always great with the briefcase. Can't forget that. Alrighty, well, that is roughly all we have time for this week. It's been great talking to you.
Bye.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRNDUp, or our Twitter page, twitter.com/WrestlingRNDUp, or our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestlingRNDUp. And we will catch you next week with the results from both of those shows.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.